Hello and welcome. It's Veronica Conway, and today we are having an exciting conversation slash case study with entrepreneurs. And really excited to be here today having this particular conversation. I'm going to introduce my guest and client in a moment, but I just want to set some frame about why I have these conversations. You know, if you're an entrepreneur out there, can feel sort of lonely, and when you run into resistance and obstacles and challenges and all the things that happen on the entrepreneurial journey, you can feel alone in that process. And if you're in the startup phase, that can feel very alone. And like, where do I begin? So I like to talk to clients and rock stars who have made the decision to embark upon entrepreneurship, who have overcome the obstacles, and just to have you listen to their story and their tale, because their story is an important story, and their story is your story, and perhaps you can locate yourself inside of the journey, right, and understand that there's actually a path, there's a roadmap, there's a way, there are strategies that you can use. So you want to go ahead and get out a pen and paper and jot some notes down and really, you know, a framework that I like to use for any type of learning situation is, you know, you want to say, this learning applies to me. This learning applies to me. It doesn't apply to my cousin Ray Ray. It doesn't apply to my wife. It applies to me. And that way you can internalize and extract the wisdom and the nuggets that you find most valuable and apply them into actionable steps for you. So take notes. Be willing to look at, you know, what's relevant for you and also what action you might take as a result of hearing what you hear today. We're gonna uncover some great distinctions. And, yeah, so pen and paper, ready, go. I want to welcome just one of my favorite people in the world. He's just really an extraordinary breath of fresh air, and he's got just the most powerful amount of giddy up I think I've ever seen in an entrepreneur. And so I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about his business. But Chris Trice, welcome to the conversation with entrepreneurs. Happy to have you here.
Thank you, VC. It's very, very nice to be here. I really love the intro music. It took me back to my roots. I was over here jamming along with it.
You got to fire it up, right? Like, right?
Oh, yeah absolutely.
I want you to first of all introduce yourself and just kind of say a little bit about what your business does.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, like you said, my name is Christopher Trice. I am a resident here in Michigan. We are actually in the cannabis industry here in Michigan. We're a secure transport company. One of the first to actually apply to the state here in Michigan, which is pretty awesome. So we are, you know, we went from, you know, initially being just something that we were looking at, just having a small hub location and working with you and getting the opportunity to, you know, learn from you and just really understand my market and understand what's involved here in my market. It went from just that to potentially being four or five locations that we're going to open up here in the first year. And, you know, just amazing opportunities. So.
Yeah, you are, you know, I have clients in all business and in different sectors, but I've never worked with someone in the marijuana, in the cannabis business, and nor have I worked with anybody in the Bitcoin business before. So these are sort of new industries. I'm learning a lot about how the industry works, how lucrative it is, what an opportunity it is. So it's just amazing to see really enterprising brothers like you step up to the plate and really become sort of a first mover category of one in your industry. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, like how you got there, because you really are first mover category of one in your space and, you know, have a chance to really just take all the business, all the money, all the accolades, all the fame, all the fortune. And I just think it's really exciting to see you do that. But I want to go back. I want to take you a little bit back and talk about where you were when we began, when we first met, and sort of, you know, if you can kind of just place yourself back there when you were having this idea and you were deciding to launch this. Like, where were you emotionally? Where were you strategically? Let's say a little bit about
that. Well, it was pretty interesting. Back when I first decided to launch this idea, I was actually in the headspace of launching a provisionary center or a dispensary. And, you know, I was going to a bunch of conferences, and going to the conferences, you know, we have, you know, upwards of 1,000, 1,200 people at these conferences. You tend to want to talk to everybody and just find out what they're doing, where their mindset is, and just to see, you know, where you can position yourself in the industry. And I want to say probably about 70 to 80% of the people that were at these conferences that attended them were all thinking about opening either a grow or cultivation center or a processing center, but, you know, not a lot of people were thinking about secure transport. So obviously light bulb came in, and it was just like, you know what, that might be the niche that we want to attack. The biggest thing for me, I believe, really is just understanding that I needed to have the right team around me in order to help me accomplish this goal. And so, you know, I definitely knew I couldn't do it by myself. Absolutely. So, you know, I was listening to a lot of different podcasts, just trying to, you know, gain knowledge, gain experience, wisdom from people that I look up to. And it just so happened that one of the podcasts you was actually featured on. And I love a lot of your ideas, a lot of the information that you put out there. I think you're a wonderful woman, a smart woman, a powerful woman. And with that being said, you know, you provided your services, that you actually provided coaching services. And so I had to reach out. And reaching out with you, I was a little nervous, at first initially, because obviously, you know, I'd never spoken to you, but I really liked, your way of thinking. And, you know, I believe it was our first phone call, you know, you wanted to, you know, think on it and see where it was. And, you know, we went straight from there, and since there, we've been kind of rocking it out.
Yeah, we really have, and we're totally going to get into it in a way. And what's the change that you were seeking? Like, when people think about hiring a coach, right, they're seeking some sort of change. They might not even be 100% sure what all it is. They may know that they're in their own way. They may know that they don't have that. They may sense they don't have the right strategy, but they don't know what they don't know. So what were you seeking when you decided to engage me?
To be honest, it really was just someone who can hold me accountable, and then in addition to that, just someone who can give me guidance. Not necessarily about the industry, because the industry I had a lot of information on, but just, you know, business in general. It's always good to have someone watching your back in any industry, someone who can help you maneuver through, you know, all the pitfalls that you may encounter. And I just know for me, I didn't want to go after that alone. I've done it before with, you know, a couple other businesses that I started up with in real estate through real estate investing. And I did pretty well, but I noticed that a lot of the issues and problems that I had initially when I went to start my second company, I didn't have those problems. And the reason why was because I had the right team around me. So that's something that I wanted to make sure I had with this venture that we wanted to set up on, and just make sure that we position ourselves effectively.
Yeah, good. And so did you, were there any struggle that you were in? Like either just sort of mindset stuff or, I mean, I know that you're like a get up and go guy, and you like to, when you charge at it, you go at it. Sometimes we can have sort of fears and concerns back of mind. Are you aware sort of any, you know, given the work that we've done, right, we've done some mindset work, is there any places that you felt stuck or that you were aware of? Because sometimes what happens, and I want to contextualize this for the listeners, sometimes what happens is we embark upon a big project, we take on something really big and new, we take on a vision, and because it's a vision, we've never, by definition, we've never done it before. And so we don't know what we don't know, and we don't know the kinds of emotional and energetic thresholds and cliffs that we're going to run into. Like, it's like, oh, I'm really scared. Oh, crap, I didn't realize I was going to be stuck around that. So sometimes you know that you're stuck, and sometimes you don't know that you're stuck. You just find out along the path. Where do you think you were when you began?
Well, I know for me anyways, leadership and confidence, it's crazy to say that those were two of my issues that I had initially, but especially with my background, you know, ex-military, I actually, you know, had a whole squadron underneath me of 150 people that I had to give orders to. Even in any, you know, everywhere else that I've been in my life, you know, I've always been in some type of leadership position, but I've never been the CEO of a multimillion dollar business potentially.
Right.
And so for me, you know, leadership was major, making sure that I could manage the team effectively. And I didn't think that I had that completely. I felt like I was great at managing people, but I didn't understand all the nuances in managing people. So that's something that I was looking for help or guidance with. And then also my confidence. Like I said before, I feel like I'm a pretty confident individual. But, again, when you're talking about, you know, you're using other people's money in order to accomplish a goal, especially something of this magnitude, it was very, very – it can be very nerve-wracking. And just having the confidence in myself and, you know, showing that through my actions and my work, I feel like I needed to make sure I had somebody to keep me grounded and keep me there. You know, you definitely, I know through a bunch of our work or our sessions around mindset, we were able to uncover a lot of stuff that I was very grateful and not even knowing that that was a problem or an issue, which caused me to have a lack of confidence in my leadership.
Right, because it's kind of the water. I always say it's the water in which you swim, right? You're kind of walking around and you may have these back of mind fears or these doubts or these considerations, right? And you don't necessarily, you know, you're not moving forward with the amount of power that you could, but you're not quite sure what it is. And so in our process, we get in there and we uncover them and we eliminate them, I mean, basically in 45 minutes, right? We just kind of go in and just excavate it and like on to the next. And we're talking like lifelong issues. If you're open, would you be willing to talk about just that aspect of the process for you? Like what has that been like to kind of resolve longstanding blockages in such a, you know, in sort of in a session or two? What has that been like for you?
Oh,
I think we did overwhelm.
Been,
we did overwhelm in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Remember, you were like, I don't have enough time. We did overwhelm. Describe what that whole process is like for you.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a great, it was an amazing opportunity to find out a lot about myself that I didn't even know was there. you really kind of took me deep into myself and understanding, you know, why I felt the feelings of being overwhelmed. And initially, I thought it was just because I had a lot of work on me, but it wasn't the case. Being able to manage that work effectively, you know, was something that I needed to do. But that bridge from, you know, my internal issues that I had, you know, going all the way back down to my childhood that we were able to replace with positive emotions or positive feelings instead of the negative feelings of being overwhelmed. It was great.
And what happened practically? So, you know, you say to somebody, okay, we're going to go in and remove overwhelm. We're just going to completely delete it from your operating system. So then what was the before and after that? Like what changed in terms of how you showed up and operated in your business?
I honestly feel like it just helped me understand how to manage myself effectively and then also how to manage tasks effectively. I know I'm one of the type of people, I definitely hold myself accountable, but, you know, some things fall through the cracks when you have so many things coming at you at one time. So really just being able to position myself so I don't feel like I have 10 or 15 different things coming at me at one time, but allow for them to come at me one at a time and I'm taking them head on and, you know, basically effectively completing these tasks as it comes. Instead of allowing them to pile up and then feeling that overwhelmed.
That's what happens with overwhelm. We go, our brain goes 1, 2, 3, many, and right. And at that point, you were straddling full time employment and the startup, so you had a lot, and getting married, right? So you had a lot going. It's not that anybody doesn't have the right to be overwhelmed. It's just that you don't have the luxury of being overwhelmed. And
absolutely.
Right. And so you have the right to, but it's like, so when we take off, when we go in and we do our work, we remove those struggle goggles so that no matter what's coming at you, you can thrive in spite of whatever's coming at you.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. Like you said before, you know, I had CNC operator work that I was doing, which is very, very technical, talking programming, writing codes. Something that, you know, I was doing 50, 55 hours a week. In addition to that, the marriage and everything surrounding that, I'm pretty sure you know how that goes. And then, you know, to compile that with, you know, trying to launch this business, this startup in an industry in Michigan that's just not familiar with it, and all the understanding the regulation and the rules and everything else that we had to encounter during this process, it definitely felt very overwhelming. But again, you know, taking myself back to, you know, the actual meditation process that we went through, at the beginning of that, you know, I felt so tight, and, you know, I felt almost like I had a weight on my shoulders. And then afterwards, you just feel so loose and relieved. And it's just like you see things differently. You see it through a different set of eyes or a different set of goggles. Or the goggles are removed. How about that? That's even better.
Yeah,
goggles are removed.
Electrical goggles deactivated. And so it says, even when you've had a lot coming at you, even since then, because we did that several months back, even as you've had a lot coming at you, have you ever gone back to that sense of overwhelm, or has it been completely cleared out of your system?
Veronica, it's been completely cleared. We've had so much more stuff happen since then.
You have. You've been doing a lot.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, even like I was telling you earlier, just this upcoming week I have to be in, five different cities. And, you know, it's just like, oh, my goodness, and compile that with everything else that we have going on. And I don't feel it at all. You know, it's just, like I said, again, managing my team effectively, managing myself effectively, and really just being able to push forward towards our goals.
Yeah. So I just want to really highlight this before we move on to the next topic, because I just think it's really important for entrepreneurs to understand that when you go in and unplug stuff at the root cause level, at the soul level, and that's what we did. We went in and we dismantled overwhelm at the root level. And so, and he was incredibly busy, and he's become even more incredibly busy because he's running a very complex business. So, you know, secure cannabis transport, you know, there's trucks and guards and armored trucks and insurance and, you know, marketing and, you know, sales teams. And there's a tremendous amount of complexity involved in it. All the regulation and licensing, it's not a game. And in order to have the sort of clarity and fortitude to withstand that and not feel like you're going to collapse internally, this is the kind of work you need to do. And you can't really get to it any other way. You can't get through it through therapy. You can't get through it through, you know, visualization and affirmation. You can't get through it any, you can't pull it out and delete it so that you are free to move towards your dreams and goals without doing it at this very core level. I want people to really understand that. Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, wherever you go, there you are. And one of the most important things I think entrepreneurs can do is get that internal compass aligned and straight, get the struggle goggles off, so that how you show up in your entrepreneurial space is powerful. And Chris has been able, I've really been able to witness him take on more and more and more. He just doesn't miss a beat, and it gets more complex. He doesn't miss a beat. Like, he's on all cylinders. It's not that you don't get challenged or scared or frustrated. It's not that that doesn't happen. But really, just that one clearing produced a whole landscape of clarity in his situation. And I just want people to get that that's possible. Like, we don't understand that that's actually possible. So anything else you want to say about that piece of it, Chris, is that part of the process? And we'll move on to the strategic stuff that we've worked on, because we've done some pretty cool geeky strategy stuff too. But anything else about that and the impact of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just like you said, you definitely do get frustrated in the process and with everything that's going on, you know, people not getting back in contact with you in time. You know, just the process of launching a company is so oh, my God, it's just so much work and so much effort that you have to put out there. But and feeling that overwhelming feeling is so crazy that I was able to sit through that session with you. And prior to that, all of my life, I was able to have that feeling and not know how to really manage it effectively myself. Obviously, you know, I was able to work through it eventually, but just to have it removed completely. That just speaks to the meditation and your knowledge. I think it was awesome. I'm so glad that you suggested that we do that, because initially when we first started talking, You know, you definitely did say you were going to, you know, approach business from the spiritual side as well, but I didn't know what to expect from that.
What that meant.
And,
like, what
I was
mean?
A little bit, yeah, you know?
Yeah, it's a little woo-woo. I mean, I heard her on the radio. It sounded cool, but I mean, this is business, girl. Like, what are you doing, right?
Absolutely, and I was a little taken aback by it at first because I really didn't understand what you meant by it. I didn't understand, you know,
right.
I was sitting here and I'm going, you know, I didn't know what to expect, and you know, I will say that it felt weird initially, but
yep.
as we went through it, it definitely, it obviously works. It works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really powerful. So, and we've done other issues, right? We've done issues around leadership and boundaries and, you know, as you've, you know, drawn fierce boundaries and led even more powerfully, been willing to say no to some people that weren't acting right, like all of your, like you've continued to sort of aggregate more power, right? More juice, more capacity. You know, one of the things that I really look at, especially in the African American community, and I'm going to be talking about this a lot later this year, is capacity. Like we have to have the capacity. We don't, oftentimes where we struggle, we haven't built capacity. We haven't built financial reserves. We haven't built emotional reserves. We don't have time reserves, right? We lack capacity. And part of entrepreneurship is growing your internal personal capacity so that anything that comes up, you can handle it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you sweat, but you don't blink. You don't, you tackle it head on. And so, So part of doing this inner work is about growing your personal capacity to be able to respond powerfully in the moment, to be able to initiate powerfully in the moment, to be able to lead powerfully in the moment. And, you know, so it's all internal. And once you start to clear stuff out at that level, then you have far more capacity to operate. And I think I would say, you know, you've got a lot of capacity. I know you started with a lot of capacity, but you've grown your capacity, I would say, since I've known you.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that. I mean, even in my everyday decisions that I make, you know, when you get to, you know, embarking on something like this, every decision that you make is a major decision, whether it's your team, whether it's the resources, whether it's your investors, and, you know, and you've taught me that, you know, making sure that I am looking down the road and I'm not just looking for immediate gratification or just immediate satisfaction. Around my decision, making sure that it's very well thought out, it's something that I can, you know, be proud of 2 years down the road as far as bringing on a new team member, you know, making sure that that process is complete. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, good. So to talk about sort of the strategic elements too, right, because we've built out a sales funnel that's really cool. We've put in some, you know, we've just put in some systems and put in some strategy and some systems and also some ways of thinking, right? We've done some strategy around how you should think about structuring your offers and your investor offers and how much we've done a lot of strategy. Talk about the impact of that, just those discussions and that coaching and support on the business and where you are today. Because we've made some pretty pivotal decisions. We made them fast, but,
right.
Made some pretty pivotal decisions. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, I will say, first and foremost, it saved me a lot of money. that would probably be the biggest impact that it had on us, especially, you know, like you said, from a strategy aspect, it's from a marketing, you know, even our call that we just had last week. We kind of discussed, you know, different marketing techniques and, you know, us thinking that we might want to go one way when, you know, we can save that money and approach it from a different angle and still be just as effective. You know, so definitely, you know, even our sales pipeline, you know, using, you know, the way that we bring in and use our CRM and our pipe drive and all the applications that we brought to the company to make our company more innovative and forward thinking. You know, everything that we brought on is really just positioning ourselves to not only be effective now, but also be effective in the future 5 years down the road, just because we're a lot more innovative than any other company that's starting up right now. And I've heard this from our clients, you know, hey, man, you guys are so much further ahead than anyone else is in the market. And obviously, you know, that's thanks to you as well. You've been a part of this team making us as successful as we are.
Yeah, because you're kind of category of one, and I love that. I love helping entrepreneurs be a category of one because then you have the competitive advantage, like, that's unbeatable. You know, your first mover, category of one, you know, nobody's going to be able to touch you because you're moving so fast and you're being so innovative. And we've come up with some, great innovations, like you talk about your sales pipeline, and we've developed an automated way for him to reach his target audience. It's simple, it's effective, it's seamless, it's very specific and very targeted. It goes straight to the market. We've developed a process for him to enroll clients and, have a whole conversation. So I just think, those kinds of things, you have to have the mindset stuff too, but you also have to have the strategy and also the tactics, the tools that are going to help make life easier. Because with a business that's this complex, right, there's certain things you got to get right. You got to get sales right. And you got to get it, you got to get it easy and fast, and it's got to, right? You got to get all that right.
And I like one of the things that you taught me was autopilot anything you can. Anything you can put on autopilot, like our campaigns, our email campaigns that we're going to be doing, anything that allows us to not have to put a lot of time into it so we can focus our time and energy into the things that we definitely need to be getting accomplished here in the next couple of months. We've been able to set ourselves up and position ourselves effectively that way.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love automation, and I love things that are going to really save time, save energy. I mean, I'm not talking about saving time. I'm talking about like hours and hours and hours of time and frustration.
Yes.
Like right when you were looking at like you creating your email list, I'm like, no, there's a tool for that. There's an app for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
hours of
yeah,
time. Because I'm about that time saving life, right? Like you gotta do that.
Yeah, and when you're starting something like that, time is the most precious thing that you have. You know, I mean, you have so many different things that you have to attack strategically, and you can't afford to waste time in other areas. Not saying that those areas are a waste of time, but it's just some things just need, more of it, and that's where you need to attack and be strategic about how you plan out, how you map from a sales aspect, from a marketing aspect, all those things you need to be going through and checking off the boxes. And I feel like, initially I didn't understand that as much as I do now. I always wanted to just aggressively attack everything, and that's not the way you want to go about it. And I really was able to learn that through the service that you provided to me, the coaching that you've given me.
It's great. Time is precious and paramount, especially in a complex business, right? In a startup.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you talked about, actually, and I want you to speak to it a little bit, is that I've helped save you time, but also you talked about saving money, because sometimes, and I say this all the time, because I'll talk to entrepreneurs, and sometimes I'll just talk to them, and sometimes they'll be my clients, and sometimes they won't. But a lot of times, having been in business for 18 years and having coached everyone from truck drivers to CEOs to NBA ball players, everything. I have a spidey sense about, okay, don't go down that rabbit hole, because that's going to take you 5 years to climb out of that. You get that, right? Like, that's going to be expensive, and it's going to take you forever. Mm-hmm. So don't do that. Just stop. And you've been amazing at just going, okay, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, man,
highly coachable.
I'm just saying, I've learned to empty my cup and allow for the person that I'm asking for the advice from to fill it for me.
Yeah. So we've had some moments where I'm like, you may not do that. That is illegal. Nope.
Yeah.
Here's why. Like, we always talk it through, right? Like, we talk it through just so that there's a little bit deeper understanding of what, like, the mechanics of it, so that it's not just, it's not just me building my intuition. It's more like, let's also talk about why. Like, why not that?
Right.
And here's what it could cost you in the long run, and here's a potential downside. So saving time and effort and energy is just as important as gaining it, right? I mean, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Not hitting wrong paths and following rabbit holes.
I mean, even in partnership. I mean, I know one of the biggest things that we discussed, and I think one of the most money or time that you've been able to save me, and headache probably down the road, is bringing on people just because you feel like you can't manage it effectively by yourself. And it's not that. It's more so maybe you just need to look at hiring out this service instead of trying to bring someone on to take a piece of what you built up yourself, And, you know, we've been able to talk through that and me giving away too much. I have a habit of giving things away. And you've been able to check me about that as well. So,
Don't partner with what you can hire, right? Because you're in overwhelm, you're like, I just need help. Right? And you make long-term decisions based on short-term urgencies and short-term senses of overwhelm. And then there you are. It's like stuck with that decision, right? So it's like, let's get you clear, and then let's make a strategic decision that's soul-driven, that's really aligned, right? That's aligned emotionally, that's aligned strategically, so that it goes better later.
Yeah,
and you don't have
absolutely.
To go back and unwind. You don't have to go back and unwind decisions, scared money decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that, you know, I didn't even think about as far as, you know, my decision making when I initially hired you as a coach. I always just thought, okay, she's just here to help me, you know, plan out and strategize from a business aspect. But and just talking about, you know, my day-to-day operations aspect, but not just behind the business and the management team and helping me build that and create that and helping me create, you know, my entire HR platform and everything that we've worked on with that and our sales team and everything that we've worked on with that. I mean, there's been so many different areas that you've touched inside of the company that I didn't even think that you would touch when we first initially started talking. You know, it was way past expectations. You've done a great job. So.
Oh, thank you. Well, and, you know, I adore you, and I adore working in this business because, you know, at first I was like, can I do marijuana transport? Do I know anything about that? And I realized.
I remember you saying that.
I said that at the beginning. I was like, can I be of any utility here? Because I always ask that. Like, I ask honest questions of myself, of my prospects, of my clients, right? Like, because I'm not trying to just take your money, and I want you to win, right? I want you to win.
Yeah.
And you know, if I'm not the right person for the job, then I will gladly bow out and gracefully bow out. But what I love about the complexity of your business is, you know, someone once told me, who did sort of a spiritual reading for me, a human design reading. He said, you know, you just have vast silos of information and data. You have universes of information that I've experienced because I've seen a lot. I've done a lot. I've built a lot.
Yeah,
I've gotten under people's hoods the whole while because I coached for 18 years. So I've been under the hood, and principles are the same, right? Mindset. You got to get stuck at the soul. You got to chunk. You got to get rid of those struggle goggles. You got to do it at the soul level. You got to, you know, this is how you deal with the team. This is how you deal with sales. This is how you deal. The principles are always the same. So when we're in a business as complex as yours, it actually utilizes me well because I actually know a lot about a lot of different things, and it when you access me, it's like, oh, I know that, or I can get the answer to that, and it actually activates. So I really enjoy it from that perspective because it utilizes me well because I've got more answers than you have questions.
Yeah.
Right. And so entrepreneurs that can you know, that are pushing big and wide and complexly, I'm like, gotcha, got it, let's go. You know, it's like kung fu, you know. And so I appreciate you and appreciate the business that you have from that perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And just like you said, I mean, the fact that you are always willing to go the extra mile, or if I have a question for you, if you don't know the answer, you find it out and, you know, you'll send me a message or shoot me an email, or most of the time you can call me and let me know. I feel like you go above and beyond. You understand the struggles that I've been through as far as, you know, the people that I've tried to bring on and, you know, just the issues that we had as far as working with each other. And I haven't had that experience with you. You're very upfront. You're going to tell me like it is, and that's what it is. And that's what I respect and I appreciate from you, where you don't really get that everywhere else, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been such a joy, and it's been such a joy watching you build this because, really, I mean, it's been – I don't know how long it's been, but I would say, you know, you're going from startup to seven figures, really, pretty much record time. Like, startup to seven figures is really where you're headed, and that is an amazing thing to see. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and just being able to position ourselves effectively, like you said, you know, being first movers, even with there being other, you know, potential secure transport licenses issued, just our ability to, you know, jump on it and move so quickly because we have the right team and the right people in place, and we are able to effectively manage from the east side or the west side of the state when I have stuff operating on the east side of the state. You know, it's just all worked itself out. And it's really just a testament to not only, you know, the hard work that my team put in, but, you know, the coaching that you've given me and the other opportunities that I've been able to come across in going through this process.
Well, I have adored it, and I think you're just going to be, I think you're just going to be amazing, and you are amazing, and this business is going to be amazing, and it's really going to be a model for other businesses down the road. It's a new industry. There's a lot of learning curve. It's steep, but I think you've just navigated it powerfully and profoundly, and I've just been really an honor to be with you. So anything that you want to say to people that are listening about, just to kind of sum it up and what they may want to do if they're considering taking on this kind of challenge, you know, enterprise, maybe getting a coach and dealing with some of that work. Just anything, any last thoughts that you want to say to people?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest thing would probably be build your team the right way. You know, obviously you have a goal that in mind, you have something that you're trying to accomplish. You know, it came from an idea that you had that generated inside your heart, your soul. You have that fire for the idea and to accomplish those goals, not the people around you. So make sure that the people that you bring on have just as much passion and drive about the idea that you're presenting to them as you do. Second thing is make sure you're getting advice from the right people. A lot of people are in this industry, like Veronica said, trying to just take your money. And it's sometimes it is a test, you know, a testing track. You got to try it out and see what happens, and you might get burnt. But, you know, try not to as much as you can.
Right,
get someone like
right.
Veronica on your team who can say, you know, through her years of experience, hey, you know what, you might want to ask these questions. You might want to think about this. You should do this. You know, she will definitely tell you how to maneuver effectively. And then lastly, you know, don't give up, man. Just keep pushing. You know, I know that's really crazy to say, especially for me when it comes to, you know, things that I've experienced in my life. I've had to restart my life a couple of times, and I understand the process, and I've been humbled by that process. But, you know, you definitely don't want to ever give up, man. Keep pushing forward. If an obstacle gets in your way, there's ways to bust through the obstacle. You know, don't just think that it's over. Figure it out. Brainstorm. Work with Veronica. Do some what is our mental exercises called? I always forget. The meditation exercises.
I call it soul surgery because we're really doing it's actually soul level work.
And that's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. It takes out that piece, just like a doctor would go into you and cut out that bit, that cancer, and remove it and sew you back up and feed you all this good medicine. That's exactly what this does. But you don't have to worry about having a scar there or anything
right,
like that.
Right, exactly, exactly. This will not hurt, boys and girls. This will not hurt.
It might make you cry a little bit because I've had a few tears that I've shed.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, what the heck is – where is this coming from?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I was able to overcome a lot of my own mental blockages that I had with the soul retrieval and, you know, just having her coach me and, like I said, position me to strategically make all my choices strategically. Don't just make a choice just because you think it's a good thing. Make sure you always think it through. But other than that, man, just go hard. Go hard after your goals. You can accomplish it.
I love it. Great. Chris, where can they find your business? What's your website?
www.guardiantransport.co. That's all one word, and that is .co, not .com. Then we also have newsletters that we're working on currently right now that we're actually going to start doing every biweekly newsletters to keep people up to date with everything that's going on in the industry here in Michigan. In addition to that, we do have our social media website. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. A lot of great posts, a lot of information on there about our company and also the regulatory aspects of the industry as well. Not just here in Michigan, all over the United States. We post about everything. Plan to see us in all 50 states because that's where we plan to be.
Yeah, world domination, baby.
Absolutely.
Totally. So, Chris, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that we got a chance to do this. Thank you for taking time out of what I know is just like a, such a dynamic life to just, you know, like chop it up about what you're doing. It's been an honor, really, to both work with you and to have a chance to have this conversation with you. So thank you for that.
Absolutely, vice versa, BC. I really appreciate everything you've done for us and our company, you know, the mentorship that you've provided, the guidance that you've provided, the coaching, just everything that you've done. I'm just very appreciative of, and I really look forward to keeping you on the team as long as possible.
Yes.
So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. So everybody that's listening, if you want some of this juju for your business, you want some of this for your life, you want to jumpstart something, like, you know, we help people go from zero to four figures, five figures, six figures, and seven figures all the time. We've done it before. We do it again. This is what we do. This is what we eat for breakfast. So if you want some of that, you can reach out. There'll be a way for you to reach out and schedule a call with me below this, wherever you're finding this interview. And go ahead and do that. Like, get on the phone. The call is complimentary. You've got nothing to lose. You might gain a tremendous amount of clarity. I usually have people say to me that a single conversation with me will bring them more clarity than they've ever had in their entire experience. That's how powerful the conversation is. I've had people say to me, they get off the phone with me, they're like, I'm sweating, Veronica. Like, I am sweating because something got activated and so much truth got pulled down, right? So, you know, come on and step on up. It's 2018. It's time to get busy with this. So sign up for a call, just a, you know, 30 to 45-minute call, and we will chop it up and get really clear about what's blocking you and what you need to activate your greatest future. This is Veronica Conway, and I'm very excited and honored to share this conversation on entrepreneurship with you today. So until next time, we're signing out for now.